Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building low-end pressure in Ableton Live 12 the old-school way, but with a modern DJ-friendly mindset. We're not just making a bassline that sounds heavy and solo, we're designing a bassline turn system, something that moves like an edit, breathes with the drums, and lands cleanly on phrase boundaries so it works in a jungle or darker DNB arrangement. Think of this as a micro-arrangement inside the bassline itself. The bass isn't just playing notes. It's answering, resetting, pulling back, then snapping forward again. That's the energy we want. The kind of pressure that feels dangerous, but still controlled enough to mix, loop, and blend like a proper dance-floor weapon. We'll work around a tempo in the 170 to 174 BPM zone, and for this lesson let's picture C minor at 172 BPM. That's a very classic lane for jungle pressure and old-school DNB weight. We'll build a clean mono sub and operator, a moving mid-bass in Waveatable, then we'll shape the phrase with note length, rests, pickups, and a few edited audio tricks so the bass line turns like a breakbeat. First thing, set up the arrangement with phrase logic in mind. Don't start by drawing random notes. Start with the grid. In DNB, phrase alignment matters a lot. DJs feel music in 8s and 16s, so your bass turn should usually hit on bar 8 or bar 16. Not some loose random spot. Mark out your section points mentally or with locators if you like. Intro, first turn, drop, variation, turnaround, outro. A good arrangement feels intentional even before the sound design is finished. That's the secret. If the listener can feel where the next change is coming from, the track feels bigger and more professional. If the bass line changes its mind at the right moment, it creates tension without cluttering the mix. Now let's build the sub. Load operator on a MIDI track and start with a sine wave. Keep it simple. No fancy stuff yet. The sub has one job: stay clean, stay mono, and support the turn. Use a short attack, a controlled decay, and a release that doesn't smear into the next note. If you want a little glide between notes, add a subtle portamento, somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Just enough to feel movement, not so much that the low end becomes sloppy. Write a basic two-bar phrase. Our really strong old-school approach is root note pressure with a small answer note. So in C minor, maybe the first bar lands on C1, then gives a short response on G0 or B-flat 0. Then the second bar returns to C1, and maybe reaches to E-flat 1 or another tension point as a pickup. Keep the notes short and disciplined. In jungle and rollers, space is part of the groove. If the sub is too busy, it loses authority. Here's a useful teacher tip. If the low end is fighting the drums later, don't immediately reach for more EQ. First check note placement and note length. A tiny shift, even a 1/16 adjustment, can solve more than processing ever will. Next, we add the mid-bass movement. This is where the character comes in. Duplicate the track or make a new MIDI track with Waveatable. Use this layer for the restyle motion, not for the sub. Start with two saw waves, slightly detuned, or a small unison setup with 2 to 4 voices max. Keep the detune modest. You want tension, not a giant blurry cloud. Low pass or band pass filtering works well here, and a slow LFO moving the cutoff can give you that restless pressure that feels alive. The trick is that the mid-bass should not mirror the sub exactly. It should swell into the note, then pull back before the next drum hit. That creates the sensation of a bass line turning, like it's leaning forward and then catching itself. If you want more old-school grime, add a second little layer of motion at the end of the phrase, maybe a short octave jump or a minor second touch note. That tiny move can make the turnaround feel much more dangerous. Now start thinking in call and response. A bass line turn is basically a conversation. The root note makes a statement, and the answer note replies. A strong pattern might be a sub hit on beat 1, a short answer on beat 2 or 2.3, a little space for the drums to speak, then a pickup note leading into the next bar. That sense of space is what gives jungle and DNB edits their force. Open the MIDI clip and edit the note lengths aggressively. Shorten the bass so it leaves room for the snare tail, break ghost notes, kick transients, and any transitional effects you want to keep clean. If every subdivision is filled, the bass won't hit as hard. Silence is part of the groove. A varied effective advanced move is to create two versions of the bass phrase. One version is stable and root-heavy. The other version is more turn-heavy, with a pickup, a little fill, or a slightly different answer note. Then alternate them every 8 or 16 bars. That gives the arrangement movement without losing the core identity. Now let's add attitude, but carefully. Group the sub and mid-bass together if you want, but keep the processing role split. The sub should stay clean. The mid-bass can take the heat. Use saturator or roar if you want a more modern bite, but apply it mainly to the mid layer. A drive of around 2 to 6 dB with soft clipping can go a long way. If you need a bit more punch, drum bus on the mid layer or bass bus can work too, just slightly. We're talking subtle drive, not destruction. If the bass needs more movement, put auto filter before the saturation and automate the cutoff so the mid layer opens up and then closes during the turn. That little sweep can make the phrase feel like it's breathing. And remember, the sub stays mono and stable. The width and attitude live above it. That separation is what keeps the mix powerful and readable on club systems. Now we get to the fun part. We sampling the bass like an edit. Create an audio track and record the bass phrase into audio, either by resampling or routing the bass group into the new track. Once it's audio, split it at phrase points and treat it like a breakbeat. This is where the bass line becomes an editable performance object instead of just a MIDI loop. Now you can reverse a tiny pickup slice, fade the ends to avoid clicks, consolidate clean regions, and even slice the audio into a new MIDI track if you want to retrigger the fragments rhythmically. This is a very jungle thing to do. Old school DNB often feels like an edited performance, not a perfectly repeating loop. The bass turn becomes part of the groove architecture. A really powerful edit is a short, reverse inhale before the downbeat, followed by a tiny, stuttered hit or a sub dropout for an eighth note or quarter note, then a strong re-entry on the next downbeat. That moment can feel huge when it's done right. Now bring in the drums and lock them to the turn. If you're using a breakbeat, work with drum rock or simpler and shape the hits around the bass phrase. The big idea here is that the drums and bass should support each other, not compete for the same exact moment. You might layer a tight kick under the break on key downbeats, mute one or two break hits where the bass needs to speak, and let ghost notes lead into the turn so the groove keeps rolling. A small fill at the end of the 8-bar or 16-bar phrase can make a huge difference. A snare ratchet, reversed break slice, tom hit, or tiny cymbal lift can give the listener a clear cue that the track is turning a corner. That's what we want. A bass turn that feels like the hinge between sections. Here is an important coaching point. If the drums are busy and the bass is busy at the same time, the mix gets messy fast. Let one lead while the other frames it. That's how you keep the pressure strong without losing clarity. Now think like a DJ and shape the arrangement for mixing. Your intro and outro should leave room for blends. Don't overload the full spectrum too early. Use automation to bring the bass in and out in a controlled way. Automate auto filter on the mid bass. Use utility to pull gain down for mute or drop moments, and use echo or return sends sparingly on transition notes. If you want a long tail or a freeze effect, save that for breakdown transitions, not the main low end. A solid DJ-friendly structure might go like this: a 16-bar intro with drums and filtered bass hints, a bass turn teaser around bar 9, a full drop at bar 17, a switch up around bar 25, then a breakdown or strip turn around bar 33, and an outro that removes the sub, first, then the mid-bass, then the remaining drum layers. That makes the tune mixable and keeps the arrangement evolving. Now let's talk low-end control at the bus level. Use EQ8 on the bass group to clean up any mud. If the reese gets too thick, gently reduce some low-mid buildup around 180 to 350 Hz. If the mid layer gets harsh, you can low-pass it somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. Don't overboost the sub-region. The goal isn't more and more energy in one spot. The goal is clarity and pressure. Check the mix in mono regularly. Keep the sub-track at 0% width, and be careful with the mid-bass stereo spread. If it sounds huge in stereo but weak in mono, that won't survive on a club system. DNB low-end has to translate on a single speaker. That's non-negotiable. Let's add a few advanced tricks. Try changing the answer note every 8 bars. One phrase might go root to 5th, the next might go root to flat 3rd, another might go root to the 7th or octave. That keeps the motif recognizable while changing the emotional shape. You can also use negative space varied effectively. Sometimes the most violent thing you can do is remove the bass for a tiny gap before the phrase resets. That brief hole makes the next impact hit harder. A triplet pickup can also work well if the rest of the phrase is straight and disciplined. Use it sparingly. And if you want even more menace, put the sub on the root, while the mid-bass answers an octave up or with a fifth above. That creates a classic two-voice pressure turn, without overcrowding the low end. If the bass line feels too clean, add a little parallel dur to the mid layer only. Maybe some extra saturation, a touch of bit reduction, or a filtered echo tucked low in the mix. Keep it subtle. The point is to create edge, not wreck definition. And here's a very old-school trick that works every time. Make the last note before the turn slightly weaker than expected. That tiny dip creates the feeling that the next phrase is going to slam harder. It's a small move, but the ear notices it. So to recap the workflow in plain terms, build a clean mono sub, add a moving mid-bass, program the bass like a conversation with the drums, resample the phrase into audio, edit it like a breakbeat, and arrange it on clear 8-bar and 16-bar landmarks so DJs can mix it easily. Keep the low end disciplined, keep the mono compatibility intact, and let the turn itself act like a mini-arrangement event. For practice, try this right now. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Make a 2-bar bass turn in C minor. Give it one root note, one answer note, one short pickup, and one rest. Resample it to audio. Slice it into a few chunks. Reverse one pickup. Drop a breakbeat underneath, and remove one drum hit exactly where the bass turn lands. Then listen quietly and check the result in mono.